This theme of love is very common in the letters of the New Testament. Peter bases it on being obedient to the truth, to then be purified in order to love our brothers and sisters with a pure heart. Paul, in speaking to the different communities, talks about love as the fulfillment of the law, to love our neighbors, fulfillment of the law, especially for those who were being drawn into the idea that they needed to fulfill the law and obey the law still, even after being baptized in the Lord. And John, in his letters, talks about that love of neighbor as the commandments of Jesus, to show love of God. And those commandments are not difficult, not burdensome. To love God with our whole being, to love our neighbor as ourself. And all of this is obviously following from the one who really set the whole foundation, Jesus. In answering that question that was asked him, what is the greatest law? And the greatest is to love God with our whole being, and the second is to love our neighbor as ourself. And there have been then various questions around that and various incidences which Jesus then gives even more insight into it. And particularly there's one where he is talking to individuals, and he tells them, you love those who love you. What is so great about that? Even the pagans do as much. A sign that this love is to be expansive, to expand our hearts, to embrace all of the human race in various ways, according to our relationship with them, our proximity to them. And so when Peter talks about purifying ourselves with a genuine love, it is based on obedience to the truth. And that truth is a person, Jesus Christ. To be obedient to the Lord and his ways, to imitate him in life. Through that, the Holy Spirit purifies the disciples, purifies their hearts so that they truly love widely, not for some kind of gain, not because someone returns that love to me, but because it is an imitation of the Lord. And it is based on that indestructible seed, as he mentions. That is the passion, death, and resurrection of the Lord, the grace of God given at our baptism, to be able to love widely and to do so freely and eagerly, an imitation of the Lord. Today, we are offering up our holy hour for the intention of the legal protection of the unborn. As you know, we're coming up on the anniversary of the Supreme Court decision, and people are traveling to Washington, D.C. And this particular aspect of life, the particular problem in our country, offers many different ways to show love. To pray always. I'm not sure how many people pray every day for an end to the legalization of abortion, but also for the help of those who are struggling with that decision, to find good people in their life, to lead them in the right way, to find the help that they need, to pray in different ways for that, to offer up mass intentions, to offer up our own sufferings for the good of those people, to be involved in some way in the pro-life movement through visiting people, supporting different people. But also, there are people who have the ability to write things. Recently, I saw an article about some incident out in California at a university in which a class of college students found a newspaper opinion column from a Catholic professor on this whole aspect of life, and they debated it in class, and they wrote responses to him. And then he responded to them in their classroom, educating them on where they were going wrong, because most of them took the pro-choice kind of position. And especially in our country, there are so many who no longer really understand the meaning of words and are being misguided. And so our faith helps us to speak the truth in love, as St. Paul reminds us, to help others to know that truth, who is Jesus, and what he is bringing, and what his desire is, and why he came, to help people to accept their burdens in life. But there are also ways to work with immigrants and refugees, to welcome people who often have great difficulties in life and many temptations and trials and tribulations, to ease their ways. And so as we are before the Lord and giving him praise and honor and thanksgiving, we ask him that we always have that desire to love widely, in many different ways, to dedicate our days to seeking out ways to love all of our neighbors at different levels of interaction, and to pray always for those who are in trouble, who are being tempted, especially to remember every day to pray for the unborn, not only for the legal protection of them, because that is not enough, but also to find a welcome in our communities, a welcome in our homes, so that as we are more and more purified by the Lord, we more and more build that peaceable kingdom, that imitation of heaven, so that all people may know of God's love, God's presence, God's strength to carry their cross, and to trust in him in all things, so that he may lead them into the fullness of his love, into the fullness of his life.